First Corinthians is my topic of interest. I'm going to start in chapter 1, and I want to take you through verses 4 through 9 this morning. A really powerful passage of scripture. Of course, they're all powerful, but very pertinent in this season about the ways in which the Holy Spirit enriches us, the ways in which a walk of faith enriches us. And richness is measured in lots of ways. You can say food is rich. Oh, it's almost too sweet and too... You might say that a person's language, and we'll get to that in a moment, is rich. They've got a command of the language, and they know how to use words and find the right words for the right thing. And so I want to talk a little bit about how the Holy Spirit does that with us this morning. And so let's jump to it. Our online numbers are huge and ready to go. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 49, NIV translation on this occasion. How's the book coming along? No, Lynn, it's actually coming along very well. I thought I would do a clickbait title for a book. After 30 years, why I gave up on religion. You know what I mean though, right? Okay, so let's read. I always, Paul says, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and all kinds of knowledge. So it's really defining what being rich is about, what you know and how you talk. God thus confirmed our testimony about Christ amongst you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm and solid till the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. For God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Such a powerful passage of scripture for a couple of reasons. That wealth can be measured in what you know and how you talk. I want to pause for a moment there and say some people really are cheap by the way they talk. Poor by the way they talk. Others rich by the way they talk. The language we use. Now, the Holy Spirit gives us additional language, new words we didn't know before, or words with new authority. So a word has different meanings and levels of authority. So when a person says something like declare, in one community, to declare something is to make sign off a legal statement. In another community like ours of faith, to declare something is to pronounce under the power of the Holy Spirit the words of Scripture. We declare them. So we speak them over our lives. That's a declaration. So there's something really significant about knowing what that is and how that works. And so ways in which the Holy Spirit enriches our journey. Now, 1 Corinthians is written to the town of Corinth, which is a Greek place that still exists today. There's 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, but they say there were four in total. We only have two. These were letters sent back and forth. And their purpose was to encourage Christians to get their lives right. You'll see it. Everything about how to do communion and how not to go crazy on tongues and how to run a church service decently and in order and how not to share your body with the Holy Spirit and prostitutes. And I mean, it's all this, all that stuff I've just described that you've probably known about. It's all in Corinthians. Big book, powerful book. And so here are a couple of things to share with you concerning what it looks like to be enriched or to have wealth in your life. The first idea I want to share with you is that the Holy Spirit gives us new language. I'm not so worried. You know, people often get judgmental. You know, he used this word or he used that word and it's a bad word. You know, a four-letter word or this word or that word. It's true that those kinds of things are not helpful to the hearer and therefore shouldn't be used. But what you really want is not the words to get rid of. It's the words to add to your vocabulary that's so powerful. When you're reaching for better words, that's when you're rich. When you've got enough resource in language and wording to be able to pull it out and use it, that's when I know you've got wealth. And the Holy Spirit gives us those kinds of words. And so I really want to encourage you. Today, let's ask the Holy Spirit to give you a couple of new words to your vocabulary. Not dictionary words. Biblical words, authoritative words, words that have the kind of clout that'll shift your day, shift your destiny, shift your direction. You've got to have some words. Otherwise, you're going to default to the same old words. You're going to use, you know, you're going to end every sentence the same way. I've listened to my language. I'm careful not to, more and more, not to just land on words that are not rich. For instance, I don't want to throw my hands up and say, well, let's see how it goes at the end of everything. That's not good. That's not wealthy language. Wealthy language is to say, I'm going to put my trust in God on this. I'm going to leave this in God's hands. I have confidence in God's intentions. That's rich. There's some wealth in that language. I want to encourage you to trust God for it. The second thing that the Bible says the Holy Spirit enriches us on, and Paul's sort of praying, he's asking God, giving thanks to God that this group of people has been enriched. And you'll see why later, by the way. He does this in chapter one so that he can tell them later, hey, you're richer than this. You're better than this. You're wiser than this. You know better. So he sets them up right at the beginning. You're wealthy in Christ, in language. The second one, first word, second world view, that you are made enriched in words and knowledge. Now, the word knowledge there, of course, it's a Greek book written to Greek, so I can throw my weight around here a little. It's not knowledge as in what do you know about plants and what do you know in the encyclopedia kind of knowledge. It's worldview knowledge. You've been enriched by the way you see the world. Have you ever hung around somebody who just sees the world a certain way, inspires you? You know, they look at the ocean and they're in awe. You just drive past. Or they look at a plant or a rose or a something and they really appreciate it and you're sort of incidental about it. Well, a rich person's worldview, perspective of how I see the world and my place in it, because that's your worldview, a worldview and your worldview. A worldview is this is how people see the world. My worldview, my personal perspective on it is so crucial. The Holy Spirit makes us rich in our perspective of my place in the world and how I see the world. Now, some Christians have really, in Cape Town, have really diminished their wealth on worldview. They see the world as a horrible, evil place and they just want to get out of it. So that's their place, worldview. My worldview is I shouldn't be here, I need to get to heaven, and it's all gone to the dogs. I don't know if that's rich. I don't know if that's got any wealth to it. A wealthy worldview, biblical worldview is, I am placed here for a time such as this. This is my day. This is my destiny. I have my full trust in God. Let's go. So I hope that this book of Corinthians sets us up for an incredible experience going forward, and we'll wade our way through some really powerful scriptures. It's got that love chapter in it, 1 Corinthians 13. It's got the gifts chapter in it, 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. You're going to love it. So let's pray a prayer and send you off on your day as we get to 10 minutes after 7. Share this with some friends. Get some friends to watch with. If you're watching for the first time, just type up first. There got to be some first timers. The numbers are almost at 200 live connections this morning. So let's pray. Father, thank you so very much that your word and your spirit makes our word and our spirit wealthier. Please will you teach us to be enriched so that we could speak with that richness and perceive the world with that richness also. Our thanks to you go out to you for words and wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.